Peace in the World versus Peace in Christ by Sarah Hansen. Jesus Christ can give us lasting peace, even during hardships and trials. In a world of social, political, and religious turmoil, what do you need in order to have peace? Good friends? A loving family? Safety and security? Sometimes we think our lives have to meet requirements like these so we can truly feel at peace. But life will never be 100% perfect and easy. So how do we deal with trials and feel peace at the same time? The world tells us that peace can be felt only when there isn't any conflict. But that isn't true. Through his gospel, Jesus Christ provides us with an inner peace that surpasses the peace the world offers. If we look to him with faith, we can feel peace in any circumstance. The Savior taught, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." John chapter 14, verse 27, emphasis added. Here are some ways the world's peace differs from Jesus Christ's peace. Peace in the world. Number 1. Peace should come instantly. We shouldn't have to wait for it. Number 2. You can't find peace during difficulties. Number 3. Peace is the absence of war. Number 4. Peace comes through living however you want to live. Number 5. Admitting your faults and weaknesses does not bring peace. Number 6. Peace comes from only focusing on your needs. Number 7. Peace comes from seeking others' approval. Number 8. We should try to provide our own peace. Peace in Christ. Number 1. Sometimes we have to wait for peace. But don't you quit. Trust God and believe in good things to come. Number 2. Peace can come even in the midst of trials. Number 3. Peace can be found in any circumstance. Number 4. Peace comes through living the gospel and obeying the commandments. Number 5. Sincere repentance brings peace. The very beauty of the word repentance is the promise of escaping old problems and old habits and old sorrows and old sins. It is among the most hopeful and encouraging, and yes, most peaceful, words in the gospel vocabulary. Number 6. Peace comes from serving and being a peacemaker for others. Number 7. Peace comes as we seek to be better disciples of Jesus Christ. Number 8. The kind of peace that is the reward of righteousness is a promised gift of the Savior's mission and atoning sacrifice. If we make Jesus Christ the focus of our lives, we really will feel him speak peace to our souls. Alma, chapter 58, verse 11. In this world, we will experience hard times, but we are blessed to know that we have someone we can turn to in any challenging circumstance. The Savior said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. Because of the Savior's atonement, peace is possible today and forever. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the article, Peace in the World versus Peace in Christ, by Sarah Hansen, read by Lindsay Hepworth.